So why is it that I don't set a price on properties? And I know that this can be frustrating for some, and especially those that aren't really in the pattern of buying a property at this stage. Now, about 3 or 4% of Australia's adult population at any point in time are considering a move in real estate, but there's less than 1% that are in transactional mode. So what's transactional mode? They're people that are buying or selling this weekend. Now, those people, if they're on the buying side of that equation, well, this is what characterises that 1%. These people have spent the last 6 to 8 weeks out at open inspections. Before that, they were scanning the market for 3 to 6 months and familiarising themselves with the marketplace in which they're looking to buy. They've been missing out at properties when they've made offers, and they've probably been the bridesmaid at auctions on a few occasions. Those buyers, they're frustrated. Now they're no longer wanting everything for nothing. Quite the opposite. Near enough is now good enough. As long as they can afford it and they both like it, there's every chance they'll do everything they can to buy it. We love those buyers. Another thing with those buyers is that if they don't secure something this weekend, there's every chance they'll be homeless in 6 to 8 weeks' time. So these people have every reason to pay that premium for a home. One, they're familiar with value. Two, they know exactly what everything's been selling for that's just like they like. And three, if they don't buy something, they're not going to have anywhere to live. So these buyers provide awesome feedback. Now, they actually provide their best feedback when they're not interested in the home, of course, because then they don't have a dog in the fight. Essentially, they're happy to share with you all of their thoughts. They'll say, look, it's not for us because, well, it's next door to the mother-in-law, for instance. So it's a little bit too close to the mother-in-law, so it's not for us. But, you know, otherwise that home would be fine. We've been going to open inspections over recent weeks, looking at homes pretty similar to this in terms of configuration and in this location. And those properties have been selling between $6 and $6.50. As a matter of fact, we went to an auction around the corner and that one went for $6.65 last weekend. That feedback is gold for a home seller. That's really important feedback. And if you get that type of feedback from, say, a dozen or so people, there's absolutely no reason whatsoever that an agent isn't able to, from that, extrapolate enough information in order to make a recommendation to the vendor with respect to a price guide. So setting a price guide is one of those real delicate issues that you've got to approach with the very best information available. So what are those information sources? Well, one, the recent sales data. Now, almost any agent has access to that information, and they'll often provide that information at the point of appraisal. Of course, as you're going along the way of setting a price, there might be some updated information or some properties that have just sold under the hammer, which lends further context. But essentially, that recent sales data is one form of or one touch point that you might refer to when considering value. But the most important is the feedback from the buyers that are in the marketplace right now that are buying. And the only way that you can achieve feedback from those buyers is by showing them the home, unprejudiced by either my feeling as a real estate agent in terms of value or what the vendor would ultimately want to achieve. If the vendor happens to be 3% above or thereabouts, over and above the top of the eventual sale price in terms of their expectations or their price setting, there's every chance the home will be on the market twice as long than it needs to be. Now, you might say, well, twice as long might mean 2 or 3 weeks in this very hot marketplace, and so what? But the reality is that if you're selling outside of that highly competitive environment, there's every chance that you're leaving money on the table. So you really want to strike whilst the iron's hot, sell whilst there's a competitive environment. And so how do you work out exactly what price range to set? Well, after you've extrapolated all of the feedback, after we've had that first open inspection, especially if you've had a dozen buyers through the property or more, it becomes quite apparent that there's a consensus in terms of feeling on value. Now, I don't ever solicit low offers from buyers, but I do always assure them that they'll have at least 2 opportunities to offer. So there's every chance then that their initial offer isn't likely to be as high as their next, because they know I'm going to come back to them. So how do we set a price? Well, the bottom end of the price range, roughly in alignment with the top end of the early feedback and early offers, then we project upwards from there. Now, in South Australia, we can project upwards by a factor of 10%. It's actually called the 110% rule. So if you had a bottom end of your price range at, say, $700,000, then the top end of your asking range couldn't be any greater than $770,000. Similarly, if you're auctioning your property, then if you have a price guide of $700,000, your reserve can't be any higher than $770,000. So this is something to keep in mind. But what we do tend to find is if we set a price guide that's within about 5% or so, then there's every chance that in a competitive environment, and this is what we're finding right now, that buyers will use the top end of the price range as a guide by which to offer more than. Because the best buyers in the marketplace, keep in mind, have been missing out on properties every weekend for the last 3 or 4. They've been putting in offers and missing out. They've been turning up to auction and being the bridesmaid, or maybe not even gotten a chance to stick up their hand. These buyers are ready. These buyers have got their finances approved, and if they find something that's near enough, that's good enough, they'll give you every cent the bank will let them spend. These buyers are what we call outliers, in that they'll offer tens of thousands of dollars more than what maybe the rest of the buying public is likely to pay. So isolating these buyers early on is really important, but we don't really know if the price they're offering is a great offer until such time as we've carried out due diligence over the price question in the first place. And that is why we release properties to the market without a price. We'll be right back.